almost trust you. A dream SMP work written by Lily the Flower and read by Fens and Marshes, with relationship foolish and errant, and additional tags developing friendships and pre-dream SMP. Summary. Errant, foolish, and not quite trust yet. Except it literally is, and Errant just has trouble admitting it. Foolish will have none of that, thank you very much. It's funny, Errant thinks, how the world can change when you go on your 36th hour without sleep. The small town they found themselves in after escaping yet another attack-slash-kidnapping attempt has only one public place, and that is a tiny tavern near the town square, full of people chatting, relaxing here after work. Errant, however, cannot afford to relax, so they refuse to order anything that has alcohol in it. A small part of them whispers that maybe a drink or two would finally wear their guard down enough to sleep, but that is not an option. Not when their hands still twitch a little, as anxiety refuses to let them rest, even for a little bit. So they stay awake, and sip their water, their disguise allowing them to stay unnoticeable enough that the bartender pays them very little attention and does not kick them out for not ordering almost anything. They are not fully human by nature, so they do not need to sleep as much as humans do, but at this point their vision starts to go fuzzy and glitchy at the edges, and they know they won't be able to stay awake for much longer. The void they came from will claim their mind eventually, and that's when they're the easiest target for anyone who wants to either study them or kill them for good. Errant curses their nature sometimes. If only they were human enough to pass as one, then maybe they wouldn't have to stay so vigilant at all times. Maybe they would be able to actually stay in one place and not have to be a mercenary for a living. But there's no way to change that when they're already here, utterly miserable, as they consider their options before their mind succumbs to sleep. They should go to the forest, Errant thinks. There's one just outside the town, dense enough that it would not be an easy task to find them. They could tie themselves up onto the highest branch that they can climb to, so they won't fall in their sleep. And they know they won't die from just that. The void won't let them die until it decides their time has come, but they are still able to injure themselves in that way, and they definitely feel pain. Take that, humans. You don't need to test that. It's cold outside, and there's a possibility of a snowstorm. But the alternative would be to stay where it's easy to track them down, and their disguise is not powerful enough to provide them with full invisibility, so... Oh, hello there, someone says next to them, and for just the smallest, scariest second, Errant is ready to make a break for the entrance, but then they recognize the voice. It's Foolish, smiling brightly with a drink in hand. Errant knows him just a little, a few meetings here and there. Sometimes business, sometimes just running into each other. It's a small world, after all. But they're usually able to feel when he's near. He's a god, and his energy is hard to mistake for anyone else's. Is their exhaustion that bad? They smile back and wave regardless. Didn't think I'd meet you here. Come on, sit down. Foolish sets his drink on a table. Ale, Errant thinks. It's usually ale for him. And sits across from them. Haven't seen you in a while. How are you? Errant wills their hands not to shake. I'm fine. Sure. Foolish gives them a skeptical look, but doesn't press further, although Errant feels like it's only for now. From what little time they've spent together, they know this god, contrary to his name, is not a fool and can be quite perceptive, if a little careless sometimes. Still, he just sips on his drink and doesn't say anything about how bad Errant probably looks as they make small talk about the weather, the town, and just about everything else that's safe to discuss in an overcrowded tavern. This is fine, Errant thinks, as they allow themselves to relax just a little, smiling at Foolish's story about him almost getting lost in a snowstorm. That could be 5 days or 5,000 years ago, Foolish doesn't usually specify. They, well... They don't trust him, not in a full sense of that word, but it's been a long time since they've found anyone actually trustworthy, and Foolish is certainly the closest to that in the last 100 years. Eric can't quite pinpoint what it is about him. It's probably just his genuine honesty, something that they still can't get used to. Then again, it's probably easier for him to trust since he's so much more powerful than they are. If Eric ever decided to stab him in the back, well, better not to think about that. They take another sip of their water. Foolish, who has finished telling his story, notices that. "You didn't order a drink?" "Didn't feel like it," they answer carefully, raising their eyebrows at him. "Do you have anything against that?" "Of course I don't," Foolish laughs. "I wouldn't want to argue with someone who has your powers, you know." "That's what I thought," they nod, satisfied, setting the glass back on the table. "But for real," he starts again, looking more serious this time. "Are you sure you're okay? You look, how do I say this, frayed around the edges." "Oh," Eret thinks, "that's not good. That means their control over their disguise is slipping, and if it fully disappears in public, then everyone will see their eyes. They have to go. Thank you for your concern, but I'm fine." And of course, this is the moment they black out momentarily, air knocked out of their lungs, and they are filled by complete black, and it's so silent it hurts their ears, and there's no light and never was, but it's what they've always known, and it would be so easy to— "Eret!" someone says in their ear, loud and clear. "What is Eret?" "Oh, it's their name." "Oh no." "Sorry," they say out of habit, because they've been woken up by people a few times when they've passed out like that. It's okay, this happens. Thank you for your—" "I'm pretty sure this is not okay, but sure," the person says, voice dripping with sarcasm. "Oh, it's Foolish." "Really, it happens," they protest weakly, grabbing at the table because their head is still spinning a little. "How long was it?" "A minute." "Oh." Silence, then. Once again, "Are you okay?" Eret sighs. "No." "That's what I thought," Foolish mimics them, leaning back and looking at them intently. He looks worried, Eret thinks. "Are you going to tell me what happened?" "I haven't really slept lately, and, well, this happens if I stay awake for too long." They decide not to go into details about the void and how that minute felt like eternity. "How long has it been?"
"Around 36 hours.
Foolish curses under his breath.
"I heard that, you know," Eret says.
"Why?" Foolish asks, and they understand.
"There was an attack. I got away. Couldn't find a safe place since then."
"No more questions." Foolish stands up and stretches. "Get up, you're coming with me."
"Excuse me?"
"Get up." Eret decides not to argue. As they walk out of the tavern and into the snow, they finally ask again,
"Where are we going?"
"I got a room at the inn," Foolish answers, holding them by the hand as if he's afraid they'll collapse at any moment. Come to think of it, Eret is kind of afraid of that too.
"This is great, but I don't understand why I have to go with you," they try again.
Foolish sighs, probably for the 10th time this evening. "You, my friend," and Eret refuses to admit that this makes them feel somewhat warmer even in the snowstorm, "are going to sleep, and I'll look after you since you're so worried about someone ambushing you while you rest."
"But don't you have to?
Gods don't need sleep," Foolish answers simply, like he's been asked this question a million times. Then again, he probably has.
"But you had a drink."
"I'm better at drinking than you are." Eret makes a rude gesture with their free hand, but they're smiling against their will. "So that, you know." They collapse into the bed as soon as they take off their shoes, and, when they wake up, breaking through the void, Foolish is still sitting at the edge of the bed, looking ready to fight off the danger. Eret maybe could get used to that. Years later, when they remember this incident, Foolish laughs at them.
Dude, I could feel something was off miles away. I was genuinely worried someone would have already kidnapped you by the time I reached you. Oh, shut up, they laugh. And thank you. You're welcome, my friend. The end. Thank you for listening.